Hello, hello, everyone. This is Roxy D of Roxy D's Ramblings. Welcome to episode 4. Today we're going to be continuing in the relationship series, and this is part 2. So before we even get into that, I just wanted to make mention that it's been sweltering in Toronto, and I love it. I will not complain. Bring on the heat. It might mess up my hair. My face might get greasy. I don't care. I'm enjoying it. So I just wanted to say, if anybody complains, shut it. Okay, because let's not forget what we just went through recently. Anyway, so episode 4, the relationship series part 2. So the title of this podcast today is The Epic Formula to Dating Yourself, Dating Without Strings, and Exploring FWBs. And if you don't know what an FWB is, it's a friend with benefits. So where I want to actually, and looking at this whole journey, I'm starting it from the 30 plus year old, and I'm looking at it from their perspective, the journey. And the reason that I'm looking at the 30 plus year old is simply because I think that once you're at that age, you would have gone through a number of different life experiences. And as a result, the dating playing field kind of changes, especially because, you know, you spent your time in a series of, let's say, you know, relationships that were failed, whether they be long-term relationships, whether they be relationships that, you know, children came out of wedlock, you know, failed marriages, whatever the case may be, you would have just experienced life. And as a result, when you're in those kinds of relationships, I think eventually you get to a place where, you know, again, you're older, you're wiser, you're seeing things in a whole new light. And I think in a lot of these cases, you end up deciding that, you know what, I'm going to take and pump my brakes, take a step back and really examine myself. That's when you really start to look at yourself and think about where you went wrong. In most cases, not everybody does this, but for on a large scale, this is what the vast majority of us do. We take a look at ourselves and we say, you know what? I spent a lot of time in that relationship and now it's time for me to better myself. You might turn around and say, you know what? I want to improve my skills. I want to upgrade myself, take my career in a new path, change my career altogether. You might want to gain a bit more stability in terms of your finances, taking a look at that, because chances are if you were in those other relationships, maybe your finances were affected as a result. So, you might turn around and say, you know what, I'm going to hustle hard. I'm going to, you know, have 2 or 3 jobs. I'm going to, you know, shut this down and, you know, just kind of put my head to the ground and make it happen. So usually when you make those kinds of decisions, the last thing on your list is to have a committed relationship. There's just no time for it, really, because you're looking at trying to make yourself better. So again, you're human. So as human beings, we need to have relationship. We're made for it. And my saying this, it does not mean that you necessarily have to have a relationship with another person. It could be a relationship with yourself. So as we're talking about this, so if I'm looking at the non-committal relationship journey, I think that there's 3 paths that you can take. The first path is going to be that you can have a relationship with yourself and you can enjoy your season of singleness. You can get to know yourself in your entirety. The second path that you can take is to find someone to date without any strings. And the third path that you can take is to find someone to spend your sexual sexual time with. Or if I'm going to use online dating terms, you're going to find somebody that seeking someone to hang out with. I think that's what they call it, if I'm not mistaken. Or as I would like to call it, and a couple of my other friends, we call it looking for special friends. So let's break it down now and kind of, you know, look at the different aspects and delve into it just a little bit more. Okay, so we talked about having a relationship with yourself. So being single, again, it's usually if you're at this age, 30 plus, it's usually a shock, especially if you've had some long, grueling relationships, you've gone through ups and downs and everything else in between. So, sometimes you end up losing yourself in the process of the relationship. You're focused so much on the us, we, team, all of these things that you end up kind of losing bits and pieces of yourself. You forget the things that you really used to enjoy, and you don't even possibly not even know how to do it anymore. So that said, it's important that when you're in this dating relationship with yourself, embrace it. Go all out. You'll rediscover things that you didn't even remember you enjoyed. You're possibly going to be on that new year, new you vibe. I really hate that terminology, but it's what everybody uses. So you could be on that. And when you're on that, in that new year, new you, it could be, you know what? I'm going to be healthy. I'm going to be sexy. I'm going to be fit. Or you could take on other hobbies, right? Sometimes I know for myself, I lost the joy of reading. That was something that was big for me. And, just being in a relationship and just going through the hustle and bustle of stuff, it just kind of falls to the wayside, or it could be just, going out for coffee, whatever it is. But, get back to that place, rediscover yourself. And whatever it is, take the time to do yourself, date yourself in as much time as you need. Some people, they bounce back fast, right? They have that season of singleness. And I can't say that there's really a time frame or a specific algorithm that you should use when you're going to look at dating yourself. But I think you'll know it within yourself when you're ready to move on. But give yourself that freedom and that time to explore this in its entirety. So that's dating yourself. Not much to say about it, but again, it's just getting back to that place of knowing your inner self. Okay. The next thing, so let's look at the next path. So that's going to be the dating with no strings. Okay. So if you choose this path of dating without strings, again, it's non-committal. Okay. So what does this really involve? So the way that I look at it, and according to what I've read anyway, dating without strings, it could be hangouts, whether you get together, watch a movie at home, go out to the movies. It could be dinner, it could be shopping, it could be traveling. What is it, painting with wine, whatever the case may be, but it's getting out and doing something and having a companion as you're doing this. And it's important to note that this could be with or without sex. And I look at dating with no strings as being completely different as having a friend with benefits. Okay. This is just you kind of looking for, a partner to do things with, a little bit beyond a friend, but maybe special friend, but not quite there. Okay. So if you are in this dating with no strings realm, so as I said, it could be with or without sex. So, but if it is that you're looking at bringing someone into that, you gotta be honest with them. Be upfront and let the person know what what they're getting into. So if you're interested in just hanging out without sex, let them know, hey, guess what? I'm practicing abstinence. So if you're not about that life, it's all good, right? It's a personal preference. You should be proud to say it. And if somebody doesn't like it, guess what they can do? Kick rocks, because it's not necessary. You don't need that around you. Again, it's non-committal. Who cares about the other person? This is about you. That's what this non-committal time is about, this non-committal relationship. And I get it when you need to just have a break from sexual things. I mean, I went on a sexual sabbatical myself. And whoever's listening and they know me, you need to just not say anything. But anyway, I went on my sabbatical and I got really radical about it. So whenever somebody would ask me, like, who am I dating? If I have a boyfriend, I would tell them that my boyfriend and my husband is Jesus. And it wasn't a joke, actually. I was being dead serious about it. And again, people that know me personally, they know what I went through. I was throwing out toys. I did all kinds of madness during this phase of my life. But it was a good time. And sometimes you need to do that. You just need to heal yourself inside and out. So again, in my saying all of this, I just want you to know I get it, right? Now, if you're looking at dating without strings and you want to involve sex into it, you got to know that it becomes a little bit messy. Okay, so you're in that friends with benefits zone, but if you're dating, it kind of changes the dynamic a little bit. It gets hairy, so lines could get blurred, and you got to be mindful to follow the rules of friends with benefits. Okay, so as we're talking about this, so let's now talk about friends with lots of benefits. And I don't know why. Can you hear me smiling? I don't know, but I'm smiling. But anyways, and it's not that it's my favorite non-committal element of dating, but I mean, it's an aspect, right? And it's fun to talk about anyway. So when I think about this, I guess, like, you know, it's about that chemistry. So I don't know for you, and I would assume everybody goes through this, where there's just, you meet somebody and you have this instant chemistry. It's almost something that you just click. And you can't even really explain what it is. It's almost kind of magical, if you will, right? So it's kind of like magnets being drawn together, right? So if you think about it, so where is this chemistry coming from? Why do you have this thing for this person that you've just freaking met, right? So they say that, so it's not only that the chemistry is drawn from obviously the sexual attraction, which is lust, or aka lust rather, it's from, I don't know, it's almost like a knowing within yourself. It's almost like your soul, it's almost a spiritual connection, if you will. But it's also an element of this effortless communication, like somebody that just gets it. They, you know, and there's no judgment. And you find the person just to be really interesting or even amusing, right? And you know, you just, again, you connect on this different kind of level. So naturally, you know, all of these things are happening, you know, you have that sexual attraction and there you go, right? You have the chemistry. So what's next? What's next is, you know, again, we're talking about this non-committal friends with benefits relationship element. So, you know, this is maybe something that you need to explore. You find this person, you're thinking, you know what, this is really cool. I like this person. I'm not looking for anything serious. Maybe I should kind of, you know, pitch it to them, but however it is that you're going to start in this type of relationship with this person. So you've identified them. You're now involved in a casual sex relationship. And it can be a lot of fun, but you got to be prepared for what it really entails. So as I said, there are basically three simple tips towards making this friends with benefits non-committal relationship work. Okay, so the first thing is that you want to be respectful, be upfront, and define the playing field. Okay, the beauty of this kind of relationship, people, is that you can be straight up, right? You respect the other person that's in it. You know, you respect them for who they are. There's no judgment. It's a judgment-free zone. So, you know, be honest what it's about. Be as clear as possible, right? If it is that you are in this kind of situation, right? So when I say be as clear as possible and define the playing field, it would be something like this. Like, hey, you know, if this is something that we're going to do, I'm cool with it. I'm okay. Let's be clear that we're both not looking for anything serious. Do we agree? Yes. Okay, great. And, you know, if we are doing this, okay, so just know that, you know, it's casual. So we're not necessarily, you know, only having sex with each other, right? Again, make sure that you're on the same page with this. And you can be open and transparent and give the person an opportunity to say, hey, you know what, that doesn't work for me. I prefer that, you know, we can be casual, but if we can kind of be monogamous with this, you know, whatever it is, but just make sure that you're on the same page. So if it is that you say, hey, you know what, I am with other people, you know, and the person's like, okay, that's fine. You know, let's just make sure that we're protecting ourselves and we're having fun in the moment. That's okay. But again, this is your opportunity. It's not like being in a relationship and, you know, being in a committed relationship, having doubts or feelings, and, you know, maybe you feel that you need to creep. I don't personally believe in cheating. That's, you know, not because of situations that I've been in. I just think that if you're going to cheat, then just don't be with the person. That's how I look at it anyway. So again, friends with benefits, you don't have to do that. You're just letting them know what's up, right? And if people catch feelings, that's on them. right? But again, so we're being open and honest, we're letting each other know, and everybody's on the same page. Now, if in the process someone catches feelings, again, that's on them and that's for them to deal with. But we're non-committal, we're friends with benefits, okay? So yeah, get with the program. So that's the first tip. Okay, the second tip is you got to handle it like a pro and guard your feelings. Okay, so this type of relationship is not meant to be emotionally fulfilling. Okay, it's all about enjoyment. Don't confuse the issue. So it's not to say that feelings can't evolve, but I would say let it happen naturally. You know, have adult-like conversations. If it turns out that it's not mutual and you go to the person, you say, hey, you know what? This is how I'm feeling. And they say, you know, that's good, but I'm not feeling the same way. Suck it up, get over it, and move it along, because you guys had already established what it was from the onset. Okay, so, you know, guard your feelings. Don't get your feelings involved. Separate it. And again, get back to that place almost of, you know, getting to know yourself. Focus on whatever your other goals are, so you're not just, you know, getting confused with, oh, it was great sex and we should be more, right? Shut those feelings down. Sorry, you know, whatever. It is what it is. Treat it like a business, okay? You go, you get the deed done, and then you move it along, right? Business as usual, okay? And tip number three, take it light and enjoy the moment. It's the best tip that you could ever have. Have your sleepovers. Hang out, watch a movie. Do whatever you want together. But remember, don't get suckered into thinking that things are more than what they are. Take it one day at a time. Sometimes these types of relationships can actually be a launch pad for something else. But until then, just enjoy it for what it is. Don't confuse it. Don't add labels, titles, whatever. Laugh with the person. You know, take it in. You know, how many times in life are you going to have, well, I mean, some people have this situation all the time, but how many times in life are you actually going to have a relationship where you have the freedom to be you and be 100% honest? Ideally, ultimately, that's what we should be having with our, in our long-term relationships. That's what you strive for. That's what it should be. But I mean, there's also other elements to that. And again, that's another discussion for later on. But when you're in this zone, it can be one of the best things ever, right? You're just being straightforward. So again, embrace it, enjoy it. But that's my take on it anyway. I think that if you employ these three things, these three tips, I think that you'll just have a fulfilling friends with benefits situation. Okay. So again, let's recap. So we're going to look at everything again. So again, the three paths that you can take when you're actually going to go through this non-committal relationship journey is date yourself. That's one path. Okay. Date without strings. So that may or may not be, you know, preferably if you're going to date without strings, maybe it should just be like from a place of abstinence. Because as I said, when you start to say, okay, you know what, I want to also have sex in this situation, it gets into that friends with benefits zone, but it gets a little bit hairy because you're, you know, doing other things and feelings really get involved. And that's not what we're looking for with the friends with benefits situation, right? And then there's a friends with benefits path, which is like one of the you know, most fun paths that you can be on. Okay. But again, I think for me personally, anyways, I like path number one and number three, right? I think that it's just easy. It's not hairy. It's, you know, it's a good time. So I think that when you're in this zone, you can continue to, it allows you also to just focus on what it is that you need to be achieving, any goals that you maybe had at one point in your life that you didn't fulfill, and all these kinds of things. This is your opportunity to get there and do that, and to make yourself whole, to prepare yourself for that next relationship, the next long-term relationship that you may be in. This is kind of just what you need. It's an in the meantime type of situation. So again, enjoy it, live your best life. And that's it for today. So I just wanted to keep it short and sweet. It's a non-committal relationship journey. It's an element of relationships. The next show will take it a step further in a different direction with relationships. Again, coming from a 30 years of age plus perspective. And I think it'll be good. But I hope I gave you some nuggets and some food for thought. Enjoy, and I'll talk to you soon. By the way, this is like a totally random thought. I was talking to my cousin, actually, and we were laughing and talking about all of the ridiculous things that I experience on a daily basis. And of course, you know, yes, I get it. Like begets like, and we attract all these things to us. Maybe I'm ridiculous too. Whatever. But she was actually really pissing herself laughing. And she's like, you know what? You need to write a book, which that's in progress. You know, I think I need to have a reality show, honest to God, because people, these things, it doesn't seem real. Like, does this happen to everybody every day? I don't know. You know, I'm surrounded by other people that also have ridiculous situations, but I think that, you know, we might get a good following. And according to my cousin, it's going to sell off. So if I do have a reality show, I'm thinking that I'm going to call it Lust and Soca. You know, because there's love and hip hop. Anyways, whatever. Okay, so join me next week for the continuation into the relationship series. I hope that I made you laugh a little bit. And enjoy.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.